Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
All right, as Americans look around and go, why are these Democrats throwing statues in the harbor in the Chesapeake Bay? Why is the mayor of Baltimore not doing anything about it? Why is there so much violence happening? The Trump campaign is seizing on that and saying, hey, America, we're going to keep things normal. Get us back to law and order. Let's talk about the strategy this morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, Facebook.com/Zeoli Show, 855-839-1210. I'm very happy to welcome to the program Mercedes Schlapp. Mercedes is a senior advisor of the Trump campaign, of course, also served in the administration under President Donald Trump. Mercedes, good morning. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the strategy right now, I heard the commercial, the 911 commercial where they say if you need to report this, press one and then otherwise leave a message. The average response time is 5 days. I have to say, I think it was probably, if not the most effective, one of the most effective campaign ads that the campaign has done, but I've seen in a long, long time. Really, it was that good.
Well, thank you. You know, I think that it's very clear that there's one thread in common here in these cities, and that's their politics. It's a Democrat mayors. It's a Democrat leadership. Of failed policies for decades that have led many of these cities into ruin and chaos and anarchy. I mean, Seattle's a perfect example, and that was one of the inspirations behind the ad, is the fact that when they developed the CHOP autonomous zone, it was the mayor of Seattle who called CHOP, you know, well, it's just a summer of love. Well, after you've seen several people injured, several people killed in the CHOP area, and it wasn't until they protested in front of her house that she ended up saying, okay, let's let the cops in. Let's disband the autonomous zone. And what it is that it is incredibly unfortunate to watch our statues being brought down. I mean, you're talking about even Frederick Douglass's statue was taken down. I mean, someone who fought for freedom during his whole life, who actually fought for women's rights, too, during his life. And yet, The Dems have no end because their goal, I'm telling you, it's to erase the past and rewrite history. And I'll tell you one thing, Donald Trump will not allow that to happen.
I also saw that the campaign put out an ad. I saw it's playing in Philadelphia, which is, again, I think a really powerful ad. It's really laying all the mass incarceration at the feet of Joe Biden, the decades of family separation, the people who've been incarcerated for minor drug crimes. And then, of course, quoting Joe Biden from 1994 and the things he said, getting all that out there. I like it, too, because on the one hand, you're talking about law and order. But on the other hand, you're also talking about the fact that we don't want mass incarceration. We don't want injustice to take place either. And there was injustice, and it really belongs at the feet of Joe Biden. I think it's a really strong kind of dual messaging going on.
Look, I think it's important to unveil Joe Biden's record. I think about it. OK, he's been in politics for over 40 years. And yet I don't think you can name one accomplishment of Joe Biden, not one. And so when you look into his record, you identify that he supported the 1994 crime bill, which led to the mass incarceration, which, as we know, of blacks. And which we know disproportionately impacted Black America and Hispanics. And what's so unfortunate is the fact that, you know, these people were stuck in jail for decades for nonviolent offenses. And so there was a very huge need for sentencing reform. And the President Trump worked with Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, when you're a president of law and order, you go in it in the sense of saying, we got to do this the right way. And he worked with both parties and said, look, let's come up with a bill where we're able to have true sentencing reform, where you give people a second chance, where there's opportunity for retrainment. Because the other part of this is that they get out, you get out of jail, but then where do you go? Right. How can you get a job? How can you apply for housing, for example? And it's complicated. And so the idea is to give people who are nonviolent offenders a second chance. And we saw that in cases like Alicia Johnson, for example, and several others that, you know, were able to have a second chance and be able to restart their lives. You know, I read a book that actually was my teenager who said, Mom, you got to read this. It's called Just Mercy. And it talks about how unfair some of the sentencing is on, you know, especially for like young kids who maybe had committed a crime at 14 and then they're given life in prison. And so you got to figure out a way to apply real justice and know that you got to have a fair process as well. And so, you know, you've got Joe Biden, who has hung out with segregationists, who praised Robert Byrd, who was the leader of the KKK, who has a racist background in terms of even not wanting to necessarily allow for for integration in terms of the school busing system back in the day. And yet he's done nothing, neither did President Obama, to champion and give opportunities to Black America. That is very different than where President Trump has been, who understands that all Americans deserve opportunities. We have to invest in these communities that need our help through opportunity zones, through giving more money to historically Black colleges and universities. And, you know, he has a very strong record of uplifting Black America here in the United States.
Mercedes Schlapp joins me this morning. She's, of course, senior advisor to the Trump campaign. It's great to have her on the show and great to have her in Philadelphia. Thanks for that. Yeah, I think it's I think the messaging on that is excellent. I think everything you just said there is a real home run. And then, of course, there's the issue of defunding the police. I think about suburban people who suburban voters would never want to see their police department shut down. But I also think about, you know, here in Philadelphia, where I know the vice president's coming to speak with the Philadelphia FOP Lodge 5. It's a great organization. The cops in the city are phenomenal. And, you know, so many of the cops that I've talked to over the years, and I've had them on the show, Mercedes, they've talked about their efforts, especially in areas in the city that have higher crime rates, to know the neighborhood, walk the streets. And we're talking about, in many cases, there's Black officers and white officers, and they know their neighbors. They know the people, the business owners. They're looking out for each other. They're there to protect them. And when you ask people in those neighborhoods, and many of them are poor neighborhoods, many of those neighborhoods are Black neighborhoods, they want more police on the streets, not less. They want the cops actually out of the cars, walking the beat. They don't want to defund the police. So you've got, you're uniting suburban voters there and also city voters.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that there is that the importance of community policing in our cities, in our suburbs, and so I think the problem with the Democrat policies is that when you hear this language of defunding the police, or like Kamala Harris says, reimagining public safety, you know, they've taken it to the extreme. I think New York City is a perfect example. You saw this past weekend a huge spike in violence in New York City and in Chicago. We know Chicago's always been a big problem too. Again, run by Democrat mayors, Democrat leadership, and they in New York City, they're making this decision to cut $1 billion out of the NYPD budget. And they're not even planning on having a recruiting class. So you're not even training the next generation of police officers. What are you going to see? You're going to see increase in crime. And what's so sad is that the crime where it occurred, I think almost 100% of the crime where it occurred was in minority communities.
Right.
And so there is no protection for the Black community or the Hispanic community, you know, or where do you go to call and make sure that the police can respond immediately to help a single mom who someone's trying to break into their house? And so these are scenarios that are very, very concerning, I think, for any American, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, because the last thing we need to do is just say, look, there are bad apples in the police department, the few bad apples. But for the most part, those men and women in law enforcement, they sacrifice their lives many times. They put themselves in harm's way for innocent lives. And so I think that the fact that Democrats want to demonize law enforcement, I think for them is just not a winning strategy. We want to work with our police officers. We want to ensure that they get the best training they need. At the same time, we want them to be a part of our community to ensure safety and security within our cities and within our suburbs.
Yeah, and you know, Mercedes, it's amazing, right? Because they had this great bill that Senator Tim Scott had, this excellent bill that would have dealt with some of the issues in police departments that almost everybody agrees with needed to be dealt with and could be dealt with. And the Democrats killed it because they want to use this issue for politics. They don't actually want to fix anything, but they also don't want to give the president a win on this. You know, the idea being that the president comes out with the First Step Act and then gives money to historically black colleges and universities. And then if he signs the bill authored by the black South Carolina United States senator that deals with police reform, that's a pretty powerful trifecta right there that undermines the Trump's a racist argument.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was interesting you brought that up because it was Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat, who called Tim Scott's legislation, quote, token legislation.
Right.
So just think about how offensive that is for Senator Scott, who, you know, is working with Republicans, is working with Democrats to try to get meaningful police reform done. But for the Democrats, they have no interest in giving the president a win. They have no interest in giving American communities a win. And so I think I just think the strategy backfires for them, because when people start to hear defund the police, it boggles their mind, because they realize that what it means is unsafe communities, increased crimes and chaos on the streets. And that is exactly what you're seeing in these major cities. And especially when it comes to, yesterday we were watching in Atlanta, one girl, a little girl was shot.
It's heartbreaking.
And killed. Like, innocent lives should not be lost because of, and then you know what the Democrat mayors are doing? They're blaming coronavirus. They're like, this is because of coronavirus. And then they blame the president too, because that's always what they're going to do. Well, no. You are running these cities. You need to ensure that the police, you know, our police force is strong and they're out there helping these communities and work on bringing down violence. But the communities where the violence continues to spike, it's all run by Democrats. And it just shows that we have to move away from their failed policies and find Republican leadership that will help to invest in these communities. Talk about school choice, something that we know completely benefits minority communities. Which we know that the Democrats and Joe Biden are against.
And I know something that you and your husband have been for years. It's something we talked about at CPAC every year for the last, I think ever since you started CPAC. So listen, Mercedes, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Really, really nice to have you on the show, and hope to have you back again soon. Mercedes Schlapp, senior advisor of the Trump campaign. Have a great day, Mercedes.
Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.